Gibby, Hutchinson's normally a really good kind of command guy. The last few starts kind of been a bit of an issue for him. What have you seen that might kind of explain those problems?
Well, yeah, you know what? He has been off a little bit. Even down in Tampa the other night, I mean, he pitched a nice ball game, but he wasn't locating like he normally does. And that even goes back to his last, probably his last start in Philly, you know, in the exhibition game. And he didn't give up anything, but he was high in the zone a lot. And that's not who he is. So, you know, he'll get back down there. You know, he looked a little excited today. He looked like he was overthrown. It's not uncommon for young guys to do that. But he's going to be fine. He's the least of our worries, if you want to know the truth.
John, what are your worries?
Where I'm going to eat this evening. Well, you know, no, I will say this. You know what, to have a big year, you got to start winning some games like this. Even though it's not easy, you can't fall behind. Spot them 5 runs, fall behind 6-1. But you know what? You get this. I mean, it comes a time you got to start winning some of these games, especially at home. You know, you got to find that magic. You got to have that magic or something. And hopefully we find that soon.
Gibby, to that point, sort of, you guys have faced a lot of tough pitchers, but you haven't been able to squeeze out a lot of offense necessarily. What would you like to see your lineup do against these, you know, Sabathias, David Prices, the elite guys of the world to try and change the magic?
Well, to begin with, I mean, when you're facing the better guys, I mean, you can't give up a lot of runs, you know, because I mean, then it gets that much tougher. You know, you get it all starts on the mound. You got to match, regardless who you're facing on the mound, if it's one of the top guys in the league, you got to match them or at least keep it close. And then it's a whole different look. You know, it gets tough to come back when you're down 5 runs. But yeah, I mean, you got to beat those guys. You got to keep battling them and things like that. And we had a shot late; it didn't happen. But you know, I mean, I feel good because we got a few guys in the lineup that are cold right now. Really haven't gotten you know we've won a few games against some pretty good pitching. But so I'm optimistic. Once they get going, it shouldn't be that far off. You know, I mean, they too many of them have proven themselves in the past.
John, just a couple things on Cabrera, if I can. First off, Rasmus, you just sat him because of his record against Sabathia.
Yeah, and he looked like he used a day off. We wanted to get Sierra some at-bats, yeah.
And just with Melky, I mean, moving him into center field, that's a luxury you really didn't have last year, was it?
Right, yeah, he couldn't have done that last year. You know, we had Rajay was here. You know, it was a little bit different. We moved some guys around, and then, of course, Ghost and Pilar showed up late, but... Yeah, he's not your ideal guy in center field, but he's played enough of it, and he's got good instincts, and you know, doesn't panic out there. And he's got a good arm, so yeah, he can fill in and do a nice job with that.
Can you just talk about? I mean, he's swinging a great bat this year. I mean, just the difference between him from this year to last.
Well, he's healthy, you know. I mean, you know, he looked good at the beginning of last year in spring training, then all of a sudden started going downhill fast. We had no idea why. But, you know, he's always been able to hit. And, I mean, that's why he was acquired here. And, you know, then it turned out it was a problem with his back, you know, with the tumor. So but that's out of the way. So, I mean, everybody's getting a look at the guy that, you know, that everybody knows. And he was brought over here to be that guy.
Turned out you were able to get Adam up a pinch hit in a good spot. But, and I know you probably wanted to stack righties against Sabathia, but... Sabathia is one lefty that Lind has pretty good career numbers against. I'm wondering if you considered him for the starting lineup or you were going to go right-handed heavy regardless.
Well, what I wanted to do, you know, Navarro had yesterday off, and with the day off tomorrow, you know, I wanted to give him a little blow, but I didn't want him to sit 3 days straight. You know, he wanted to get Sierra in there, so that way we could DH Navarro, and I wanted to get Kratz. Kratz has been swinging the bat pretty good, and though it's only been a couple at bats. So that's what was behind all that, yeah.